Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Perry Public Works Director, Josh Webker. And Josh, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. So we'll go over some stuff. Obviously, it's been busy for the city of Perry. You know, the last year came with challenges just on a different level, personal level, but the city was able to get a lot of things done in town. So I know, you know, you had the Willis Avenue overlay project, there was more overlays in town, and then just some other city projects. So why don't you kind of highlight how the year went last year?
Sure. Yeah. You know, last summer, spring, fall, I think we had the most construction going on in the city of Perry that we've ever had that since I've been here. Wow. Some highlights that we did is we totally basically renovated our entire wastewater plant. That was a $30 million project. That project is done. It's online. There's some fine tuning of stuff that they're still doing, kind of working through, but that project is complete. We also completed a brand new runway out at the airport, which has made that a 5,500 foot runway. Great addition for out there. Really, really nice. Had the grand opening. Then also we did Frog Creek, where we kind of cleaned up the whole creek and made it nice and put some different rock and stuff in there to help clean up that area. Another project we did was Iowa Street. If you come on 141, you'll notice that it's called the Iowa Street Wetland. That basically everything on the south side of Highway 141 and the industrial park all comes to this area. And what it does is it kind of detains the water, slows it down, and then lets it exit out into a tile that actually goes to Beaver Creek. So that was a really good project. Flooding's always been a real issue out there. And the other projects that we did is, I think that people noticed tremendously, is we were able to overlay Willis Avenue from West 3rd Street all the way out to 17th Street. That project was completely paid for what they call STP funds, which are funds that the city of Perry gets from the federal government that we can accumulate and use those on federally classified roadways. So that was a great project. And in addition to that, every 4 years, we try to do a $1 million overlay project. Yep. It's something we started back in 2016. It allows us to do improvements in the neighborhoods. So going to the residential neighborhoods, making those roads a lot better, you know, for people that live in the area. We were able to do about 60 blocks there. So just our overlay projects was about $2.5 million last year. So a lot of money invested in the community last year. Great investment in the community that'll be longstanding. So we'll do another overlay project in 2028, hopefully another $1 million, and just keep going. So very busy summer, very busy summer.
Absolutely. And yeah, I know a lot of drivers really appreciate those overlays. So thank you for all your hard work.
You bet.
With that. And now let's switch gears. Here in winter, it's kind of been similar to last year in terms of not getting as much snow. We were just blasted yesterday and we got a good amount and going into today and everything. But I mean, before that, we kind of had one other snow event. So it's been kind of minimal. Can you just maybe talk about what the snow procedure is specifically here for the city of Perry?
In all honesty, we actually have put a lot of salt down. We've had these little tiny dustings of snow where we still have to go out, make the roadways safe and everything. We're sitting really well, but when it doesn't snow like that, what that basically does is helps our budget out, because snow removal operations are paid for from the road use tax, which is when you fill up your car with gas and pay your registration. That money doesn't go away. That just stays in a fund. So that helps us there. And it also helps us with our salt. You know, I think this year we may have purchased 200 ton of salt. Some years, you know, we've gotten 400 ton. So that just allows us to keep that product because it doesn't expire. It doesn't go bad, which just means it's less we have to order in next year for that budget year. So we did get a brand new John Deere tractor, and we did get a brand new snowblower for our tractor. And people around town may have seen when we do snow removal downtown, we basically push everything to the middle of the roadway. And then we take a truck, dump trucks, and drive beside the pile, and we have a John Deere tractor with a snowblower on the front. And that tractor and that snowblower are brand new. The other thing we did get to try out was we got a 12-foot snow pusher for the front of our Cat end loader, our big end loader you see us driving around town. Mm-hmm. We won a award, I want to say it was last year, from Domino's, the Domino's plowing for pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So one of the things we purchased with that was a snow pusher. So it allows us to basically move a ton of snow very quickly. And then we were also able to purchase a sander for the back of one of the trucks at the park department that the guys can go around and do parking lots at the library, the rec center, police department, stuff like that. More easily accessible areas than our big trucks. So we'll see if we get to use that blower and stuff this year. If not, it won't expire either. So we'll save it for next year. So,
well, and that's important to note too, is like when it does snow, obviously you just handle in city stuff. That's more the DOT that takes care of Highway 141, Highway 169. That's correct.
Yep, absolutely. So 141, 169, that's all handled by the DOT. Highway 144 through Perry is a DOT highway, but we have an agreement, a 2080 agreement with the DOT, to where they reimburse the city so much per lane mile for us to do general maintenance on that. So like when they overlaid that road, can't remember if that was 2020, whenever that was, sure, that was through the DOT. They pay that. So any major repairs, the DOT pays the bill on that. But minor stuff, if there's potholes, snow removal, stuff like that, we do that on those roads. So
absolutely. Okay, yeah. Cool. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Public Works Director, Josh Webker. And Josh, before we let you go, of course, you talked about the projects that were done last year. Let's talk about some of the projects that are coming up this year.
Yeah, so last year we actually poured, our crew that we have down working with us is amazing. I mean, we have the best crew anyone could ask for. Dedicated. These guys have lived in the community, worked in the community. I could not ask for better guys and hardworking guys. Last year, we poured more concrete around town than we ever have. We poured 750 yards of concrete. So that is a tremendous amount. That's almost 80 complete concrete trucks full of concrete doing patches around town. And it's something that we want to do. So our superintendent actually went out and drove the town when we had a slow day and basically made a list of, hey, these are the really bad areas, you know, and then here's the areas north of Willis, south of Willis, and west of First Street. Okay. And so we have a list all ready to go. So once the weather gets nice, we'll start knocking these areas out where, you know, like you're driving down the road and it's nice and then boom, you hit a spot.
Sure.
We're trying to fix those spots. And that's what we basically last year was 750 yards of concrete was fixing those boom spots. Okay. So that's our main goal this summer is to just keep hammering that stuff out. We live in the community too, so we want the roads nice, you know, right. You know, but it all takes money. You know, I've had people ask me before, why don't you fix this? You should fix this. I say, I agree. Totally agree. Right. But it's only how much money you have to work with. So we're doing the best we can. And I think we have an incredible group of guys, very dedicated. I could not thank them anymore for what they do. So should be a busy summer.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, and you mentioned it takes money. It also takes patience because I know for Willis Avenue, it was a bar for people to have to drive around. But at the end of the day, it's worth it. And, you know, it gives you guys the space and doesn't put the workers in danger either.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, the worst thing we hate doing is going out and filling potholes because it's a never ending battle. They go, you know, you fill them, they come back. That's just the nature of how everything works. And I think our overlay program is tremendous for the residents of Perry to actually do it in the neighborhoods. And then when you have those federal funds that can do something like Willis Avenue, we actually won an asphalt paving award down in Des Moines for the Willis Avenue project, which is really great. I think it speaks to the integrity of the project and for the professionalism of the engineer and the contractor. So good product and exciting, good stuff for citizens of Perry.
Absolutely. Again, that's the Perry Public Works Director, Josh Webker, joining us here. And Josh, really appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Anytime.
You are absolutely welcome. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.